The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Reckless Rollers. I'm Scott, I'm running this game, kind of in this session. I'm pretty much just describing things, because it's another gym session. Get ready. If you don't like that, sucks to suck. Listen anyway.
we gotta have the fights.
And joining me is... everyone else.
Yeah, it's me, Mars Rover. I play as Paxson.
Wow, that's crazy you say that, Mars Rover. As my name is Tyrus and I play Polly.
Yo, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I know. Secret.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm Steph and I play Catchery.
And currently muted and deafened in the voice chat is Argo, who I assume is at Dairy Queen now.
He would.
And he's not getting us anything?
Yeah. Know,
right?
The nerve.
The audacity.
Joining us for this session is...
me.
Yay!
I'm Brian, and I'm playing the gym leader, Jean-Luc.
Special guest. Was there an elephant
fire...
here?
No, fire trucks are excited.
Man, yeah. Things are not going the way today, dude.
Nope. Got a cat taunting the dogs outside. Apparently somebody down the street is on fire. I don't know. I haven't left my room. Alright, so... okay. Alright, so should we just hop right in? For the listeners, if you don't know what happened in the previous episodes, you might want to just go back and listen to them, because there's a lot to recap, and I'm not doing a play-by-play for two gym battles that just happened. Just saying. Yeah. And the one before that for Beware.
Yeah.
Fluffy. I don't even remember what happened last time, and I was there.
I mean, it has been like, what, a month since then?
An actual month.
Also, the ways both battles ended were wild. I did not expect either one of them.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
It was very up and down, and then it turned into a real underdog moment. Like, straight up down to the wire. But we'll just go on ahead and continue. With, I believe Polly went second, so Polly is heading back to the little bleacher stand area next to Wannabe and the cavalcade of Pokemon that are always out. And who comes up next?
Oh, very well. Let's see, I lost the rock, paper, scissor game. I don't remember if that determines me going first or what.
Mars Rover, it is your turn.
Alright, Paxson is walking up to the stage, ready to take thing.
Alright, and I believe how we had this go last time was you each decide what Pokemon you're putting out, and You know, I kind of like how I did the rock, paper, scissors thing for this, so we'll just do it that way. You both type in what Pokemon you're sending out to begin with, and when I get to three, you hit enter, and I'll say what they
or
are.
Or both of you just send in spoiler tag it, and then just open up the spoiler tags.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Alright, yeah, does that sound good?
Yeah, I'll type mine in a spoiler tag.
Alright.
To idea let me, I had.
Let me decide what I want to send out. Dougs. Okay. Alright. Here we go.
Okay, so on the count of three, both of you click on the spoiler tags, and I'll just say. All right, so Paxson walks up to one end of this field. Jean-Luc is standing on the other end, and both of them pick up Pokeballs, toss them into the air. And out of Jean-Luc's, two swords crossed together comes out.
Ooh.
And out of Paxson's, a Houndoom that has very druidic features comes out. It's more of a purplish lavender in color. The horns look like they're made of, like, bone wrapped in, like, these dried vines. And as she comes out, she yawns a little bit. And just this little cloud pops out of its mouth, or pops out of her mouth. As the Dublade sharpens its edges on itself in a little shing shing.
We got this, Sadie. You and me.
And who's got the higher speed? I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Sadie.
Let's see.
I got 9, so.
I've got 15.
Alright,
so Sadie, what is Sadie going to do?
What is Sadie going to do? I believe Sadie is going to... We're gonna throw... Let me check these stats again. Yeah, we're gonna throw an ember out.
Alright, so go on ahead, roll to see if that'll hit.
Okay. That is a 16.
Alright, what does it say for the damage?
Base 4. So that'd be...
Oh, I mean like...
Did you
use the sheet roller, or did you just roll it on your phone?
I have not rolled yet. I was just looking at the damage base for it for a moment.
Okay.
Here we go. Damage is 39.
39 damage going towards the Dublade. What was the Dublade's name, by the way?
Durandal.
Aww,
Durandal. So that's 39 times 1.5.
I like that name.
That's 58 damage going towards Durandal, the Dublade. Uh, Subtract your special defense.
Oh, that's...
Well, he survives.
Oh, dang.
That's a spicy attack.
As Sadie just finishes up her little dog yawn and just, like, lets out this resounding bark, this like, spark of fire comes out, and it turns into fairly large fireball as it heads towards the Dublade and and singes it. What does the Dublade do in retaliation?
Great starting move, Sadie. Yeah. All right.
That puts a hamper on my power, so I'm going to use Aerial Ace. Dublade's going to get up close and... Well, Aerial Ace doesn't miss, so it's going to hit hard, I hope.
You can still roll to see if it's a crit.
Oh man, if it's like a fancy crit.
Okay, it says accuracy roll 17.
Okay, it's not a crit, but it still hits. So what does it say for the damage?
54.
Oh.
54 damage going towards Sadie.
Never mind. Hold on. I screwed up.
Oh.
It didn't reset my thing from the last game.
Oh.
So plus 2. So would that just be...
Oh, okay.
Is that literally double?
Plus 2, I don't believe is double in PTU, but I would just roll your attack again without the boosted combat stages.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 37.
37 okay. Damage going towards.
That's a lot less scary.
Yeah.
As the two swords just kind of like windmill towards Sadie. One of them just slashes and hits the bone horn, chipping it pretty heavily. And she lets out a...
What was the number again?
You said 39?
39 minus 5. That is 37.
Oh,
37. Okay. That's 32 damage flying my way.
And as Sadie lets out this yelp of pain, what does she do? Or what does Paxson do?
Alright, well, yeah, it does do a decent bit, but I'd like to think that she's still holding in strong. And she's gonna retaliate with yet another ember.
Alright.
Let's throw it in there. That is... A six.
What does it say for hits evasion? Oh, wait, you're not using the attack roller, are you? Ember is a special attack, so let's see. I'm trying to pull up all the stuff. There it is, Sadie. Ember is damage base 4. AC is 2. You rolled a 6. And the special evade is a 2 for the Dublade, so you do hit.
Alright.
What's the damage?
36 total.
36. And that's super effective, so it's 1.5.
Can already tell you I'm dead.
Yeah, 54 damage going towards Doublade as Sadie, with her horn, her bone horn chipped very severely, lets out a yelp and then just growls, starts barking angrier. If you hear any barking in the background, that's Sadie, I swear.
Yo, Sadie!
And
guest starring.
And she just lets out a scream, like a screaming bark, and this massive ball of, like, bout of fire just shoots out and just kind of pushes into the Doublade, covering it, and once the flame clears, the Doublade, both swords are just, like, blackened with soot, and they hover for a second before they both clatter to the ground.
Oof. Return, Durandal. You served me well.
You're doing great, Sadie. I knew you could do it.
This is a lot harder, I don't know what your types are. What your weird, unique Pokemon.
I don't think I had you stat Jean-Luc. So, going ahead and roll 3d6. And I'll say
3d6?
That, yeah, I'll say that's your Pokemon education.
Let's see if you can decipher the typing of my Pokemon.
15.
You can tell that this Pokemon is still a fire type, and it's definitely not dark type. It seems to be fire and fairy.
Oh, fairy. I thought it was grass, that's why I went with frickin' Aerial Ace. I would have used Rock Slide if I'd known it was still fire. Rip.
Yeah.
Well, you live and you learn. Alright, I'm sending out Empoleon.
Alright.
Uh-oh.
As Jean-Luc... Who dat? As Jean-Luc returns the Doublade, places it on the little tray that one of his attendants brings over, and removes from that same tray another Pokeball, tosses it out, and the gigantic butler penguin robot guy, Empoleon, pops out.
Ooh. Oh, I forget. Am I able to do a quick switch in this?
You can... You can. However, that means that Jean-Luc is able to as well.
Oh. Okay. I'd like to make a quick switch to a new party member.
Alright, so as soon as the Empoleon comes out, Paxton just like, oh crap, returns Sadie, and who do you send out? I have an idea.
You know me too well. We're gonna throw out our
mainstay.
What's a good word? Our mainstay, Issa, coming out.
As Issa just like sees you return, Sadie, she pops up from over your shoulder, and this. Very small Raichu just scampers off of Paxton's arm, hops off of his hand, lands square in front of the Empoleon, and just like tries to do a JoJo pose. However, the Empoleon's still gonna be able to go first.
All right.
Or I could do a quick switch too, right?
Yeah, you can.
You can not quick. No, you can't not. You can't quick switch in reaction to another trainer's quick switch.
Switch, and then he would be. They'd be able to attack first.
It's pretty much like if. I think it's damage based. If you cause damage or if you take damage, you can switch, right?
Quick switch's trigger is either your Pokemon fainting or the opponent sending out a Pokemon.
Oh. Okay.
But a quick switch can't combo into a quick switch.
And you can just return and send out a Pokemon as a free action. However, if you like, you can't quick switch in response to another quick switch. And when you swap a Pokemon out using quick switch, you do not lose a Pokemon turn. But like, we're kind of doing this a little bit differently than combat normally works in terms of stuff, so that is not really as applicable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. I gotta take 2 AP off my Paxinchi, I believe.
Interesting. Alright, yeah. I will... Guess I'll just stay in and use Hydro Pump. Hit him hard, hit him fast.
Go on ahead, roll to see if that'll hit. Oh wait, I was thinking round trip for the
round trip is if your Pokemon uses a move.
Yeah.
It's not even like damage, it's just your Pokemon using a move.
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of moves here I didn't put on my thing. I don't know what any of these are. I'm guessing we're just not using these. Like flirt. Can I flirt with the Raichu?
I mean, if you want.
Wait.
Like, do you mean like the Pokemon itself?
Hold on, like I got the
attack roller.
Hold on, I also have fake out.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna use the priority.
Yeah, priority upon joining the encounter.
All right. So you're gonna use that. Go on ahead and I guess roll to see if that'll hit.
Yeah, we're gonna shut this down. 13.
13? Alright. Go on ahead, roll the damage, and I'll reduce it as such, because Empoleon is still a steel type.
Mm-hmm. It is 22.
22? Okay, Does it always cause a flinch, or is it on a 15 or higher?
Let me see here. I believe it's a flinch upon hit.
I can check too.
Let me look at the website, because it is not showing the whole description on...
Description on what?
You may only use Fake Out with priority upon joining an encounter. If you do, Fake Out flinches the target. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, it as long as you hit. That was 22 back. Damage. Mm-hmm. So, that's 11 damage going towards Empoleon. As...
Is that physical damage?
Yeah, 11 physical. So with your defense, that's 1 damage, because you can't take none.
You flinched me, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this guarantees my next move.
As Issa hops out, JoJo poses. Empoleon just fixates on that for a second. Doesn't realize that Issa somehow managed to sneak up behind, slap it in the eyes with her tail. And then she just hops back down, and since the Empoleon is flinched, what does Issa do?
Alright, we're gonna take this opportunity to combo into an Electro Ball.
Okay. Going ahead. Roll to see if that'll hit.
15.
15 should hit, and you go ahead and roll your damage. For this, remember, you add your attack and your speed to it.
Mm-hmm. That is 55 right there.
55 damage times 1.5. 82 damage going towards the Empoleon. You subtract your speed and special defense from it. So, 82 minus that minus 9. That's 56 damage. Yeah, 56 total. I went ahead and subtracted your special defense and speed. Because numbers can be difficult. As this ball of electricity just slips from Issa's tail going towards this puddle that just kind of like came out as soon as Napoleon, the Empoleon, came out, goes all around it, his feet, causing him to just kind of like freak out a little bit. Hurts him a little bit more than you would expect.
I like to think that with the surprise turnaround with the tail, like slapping in the face, it's the same turn where after slapping, the tail like builds up speed and then the electro ball goes like into his tummy.
Okay. Yeah, and even with all of that, the Empoleon is still standing, which,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Standing proud.
All right, so go on ahead, roll to see if that'll hit.
So, I guess I'm still using Hydro Pump?
Hits evasion 13. Okay, so it was, yeah, that's gonna
13
hit.
Hits evasion and accuracy 17.
66 going towards Issa the Raichu.
66.
Ooh, dang.
And that's special attack. So you're going to subtract your special defense.
66, you say?
Yes, 66.
That will be 56 damage going my way.
As Napoleon just tries to completely no-sell the damage that he took from that electro ball, just tries to make it look like it's no big deal. He just kind of like does the same thing he did last time with the Kamehameha hydro pump. And between his flippers, that ball forms, and he shoots it out in this fire hose type stream towards Issa, and it smacks into her, kind of like a wall, pushing her back. And once the water clears, she staggers a little bit, but she is still standing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. And she's going to wipe the water off her face, and she's going to fly into the air to try and deliver a final thunder shock.
All right. Roll to hit.
All right. That is a 13.
13? Let's see. Thunder shock. Paralyzes on a 17, so nothing there. What's the damage?
54.
54 times 1.5. 81 damage going towards Napoleon.
Yep.
as Issa wipes the water off of her face, her cheeks start to spark, and she starts running around the Empoleon in circles over and over and over and over and over again, causing a large static buildup. And as she's doing that, her tail is dragging on the ground, and the excess water from the hydro pump spilled on the ground just starts to electrify. And her cheeks spark even more as she just causes this, it's not a thunder shock, it's a thunderbolt. To just completely evaporate all of the water from the ground, while at the same time just almost kind of like frying Empoleon. Not like in a lethal way, but it's bad.
And it just like clears, and he's got the little swirly eyes.
It clears, and his wings are just blackened. The trident headpiece is just, you see like arcs of electricity going between the prongs on the fork as he's on the ground, just fainted. And Jean-Luc, you have one more Pokemon. Yes.
Well, hold on there. I gotta return Empoleon, and you know, Napoleon, the Empoleon, mm-hmm. Give him a well-deserved rest. He fought hard with a type disadvantage.
All right.
And I'm gonna send out.
No, that quick switch is a once per battle thing, was it?
Or no? I'm gonna say. As long as you have the AP, you can use it, but you do gotta be careful because. Since you are sending it out, it's still going to wind up being the Nidoking's turn.
Okay. Now we have to calc for this. Well, what could we do against the Nidoking? The answer is...
Do you remember what Pokemon you had on your team for this?
Yeah. Question is, do we have anything that can go against that? And it's just like three Pokemon that we use?
It's three Pokemon.
Okay.
Three versus three, and I do remember you have something that might be useful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm leaving that for you.
It might be useful, but does it live a hit? We're going for it. We're going to send out Uber Goober.
Alright, as this purplish gelatinous creature just pops out of the Pokeball with two little block feet and what appears to be like it looks like it's a skull inside it, but it's squishy, it's soft, it's not actual bone. It's just a core in it that it uses as a defense mechanism to scare away predators as this Duosion comes out. And Jean-Luc, you can roll 3d6 if you want to try and determine what the typings on this are. Thirteen. You can tell that
okay,
this
6, 4, 3
gelatinous cube-esque Duosion is a poison and a psychic type.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Louis.
Well, you're going first, right?
Paxton switched.
Paxton's move knocked.
Okay, so we're gonna go right in for Earth Power.
You're going for Earth Power. Go on ahead. Roll to see if that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. 11 okay, and
so
13.
That is going to hit.
For hits, evasion, and accuracy roll.
What's the damage? What does it say for the damage? 52.
52.
70 damage going towards Uber Goober, the Duosion. Subtract your special defense.
What was the exact number again? 72?
It's 78.
78. That's 62 damage going my way.
So
as
Louis the Needle King just stomps down on the ground, sending out the shockwave that just kind of like makes an earth geyser underneath Uber Goober, it throws him up in the air, and he comes floating back down, makes a splat, and then he reforms. Uber Goober is still standing.
Oh, Goober. What does he do? All right, buddy. Hang in there. We're going to throw out a Psy Wave.
Psy Wave. All right. So, Psy Wave, you're going to have to roll to see if that'll hit first.
That is a 15.
And it's, it says see effect, so I'm going to try and see if... All right. Standard. All right, so 1d4.
On a 1-2, all legal targets lose HP.
Yeah, on a 1, the target loses HP equal to half the user's level. On a 2, the target loses HP equal to the user's level. On 3, the target loses HP equal to 1.5. And on a 4, the target loses HP equal to double the user's level. Do not apply weakness or resistance, and do not apply stats. Immunity, however, does take into effect. I have a d4, I can roll it if you'd like. And I'll tell you what comes up, unless you wanted to.
No, I'll do the d4.
Alright.
Let's see here. We are rolling. That is a 3.
So that's 1.5. times 28.
Okay, 42
damage going towards Louis. It says do not apply stats, so it's 42 damage straight. As Uber Goober just...
Well, like, Louis survives.
It's little gummy skull inside it. Its eyes inside just kind of make this, like, cartoony cartoony, like, hypnotizing look. And it just stares directly into Louis's eyes. And it moves closer and closer, very slowly, as this intense blast of psychic energy just shoots out from the blob. And Louis just gets hit by it and looks very dazed. And then he straightens out. Kind of stomps his feet again. And what does he do?
Dang, this is tricky.
It is psychic.
What was Devotion's stat thing again?
Mm-hmm.
It's typing? So I can get poison.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh.
We'll use Thunderbolt.
Roll to see if... roll to hit. Okay.
Okay, and that's, what does it say for the 12 damage? Hits evasion, accuracy roll 14.
50 damage minus Uber Goober's special 50. Defense.
50 minus 16. Oh man, that's good. Down him.
As Louis kind of like stomps on the ground, kicks up some of the dirt in front of him, and it has some residual like electrical energy from Issa's Thunderbolt as it grabs, like it somehow grabs the electricity with its hand, turns it into a spear, and just slams it down onto Uber Goober. He just kind of liquefies, forms a puddle, Alex Mack style. I know, that's a deep cut for all those 90 kids that are listening to this. And Paxson returns the fainted Uber Goober.
Oh, Goober!
First battle he was in two. Or it was in.
It's its second appearance, though. He did get to play in the games earlier.
Yeah.
No!
And the attendant takes the Pokeball more like from mooshed. You and places it on the tray to get healed after.
We'll have to give him a sandwich later. Make up.
And who are you sending out?
Alright. In response to this knockout, we have to bring back... We'll bring out Sadie.
Alright, you send Sadie out. And what do you have her do?
Let's see. We're gonna have Sadie... We're gonna throw out a bite. In an attempt to avenge Uber Goober.
Go on ahead and roll to hit.
Here we go. That is a 17!
17. Bite causes flinch on a 15 plus. What is the damage? It says damage base 6, so...
I remember... What was that? What was it again? 2d8?
Let me see.
Well...
Yeah, flinch is kind of busted in this.
I hate flinching. Lost 3 battles because of, like, flinch hacks now.
Base 6 is 2d6 plus 8 plus your attack.
Okay. 86 plus 8. So that is 28.
28 damage. That's plus your attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going towards Louis, subtract your defense. And if you want to use your ability, you're welcome to. All right. Yeah,
well, if he's biting me,
Sadie's
going to get poisoned.
Chomps down on Louis's arm, causing him to just involuntarily just kind of like swat at it with his horn. And a little bit of poison seeps into her bloodstream. However, Louis's just holding on to his arm, kind of like, oof, as Sadie gets to go again.
Alright. We have to keep this train going. Keep the momentum. Go for another bite attack.
Alright.
Oh my goodness. That's a 20.
You rolled a crit?
It really doesn't matter.
All right.
Louis is barely standing. No matter what you do, he's going down.
It's 2d6 plus 8, and then we're going to... then we'll double that number before we add the attack.
Okay. That's a 15 times 2 is a 30, plus our attack, which is another 15. That is 45 damage.
45 damage going towards this Nidoking as Sadie just... She got pricked by that horn. She wants that horn. She jumps up, bites down on Louis's head horn, snaps it off, and he just like grabs onto his head in just like this unimaginable pain and just passes out from it. I guess Sadie now has a poison horn to replace the one that got chipped off.
Oh, dang.
Or, Sadie, I mean, she could be holding on to, like, a poison barb now or
something. Yo!
Like that.
Oh my god, what's
that? But Louis will be able to regain his horn once getting healed, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's a little raw, Sadie.
I was like, whoa, you're nerfing me pretty hard here.
you still get to keep
Does Katri really need such a handicap?
Once the healing's done. However, this was the third Pokemon that Jean-Luc sent out that fainted. Paxson still has two surviving. That's a weird way to say that, but I'm saying it anyway. as Paxson, this is probably the first time in a while that you've beaten a gym on your first try. How do you feel?
Oh my god, we're so excited! I'm gonna run up to Sadie. I am hugging her.
And she just kind of like drops the Nidoking horn onto the ground and just like licks at your face. You feel a little bit of heat coming off of her tongue, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Sadie, we did it! Good job, girl!
She gives an affirmative bark. Do you return her so she can get healed alongside Issa and Uber Goober?
Yeah, she deserves a rest.
Alright.
She pulled a lot of weight.
Yeah. As you return those two Pokemon, place them on the tray, alongside the three that Jean-Luc used on the other side of the tray. They get brought back over, get healed, and they're returned to their respective trainers as Paxson goes to sit down. And Kadri, it's your turn.
Years ago, my ancestors, along with everybody else on the Shiloh Peninsula, fled a horrible calamity. 300 years ago, my ancestors were instrumental in the founding of the city-state of Laroa. Today, I carry on the Cagliari lineage, and preside over the Cagliari estate, and by extension, the city-state itself.
Meryl, 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 what? Meryl!
What? What Meryl! Are you? How dare you interrupt my monologue? What is the meaning of this?
Oh my gosh, Meryl, come back quick! Oh gosh, we gotta get you back to Henry... Meryl!
Who are you and what are you doing here? This is private property!
I'm sorry, I'm Professor Laurel. I'm a Pokemon researcher, from the Coret region. I gotta get this little one back to her trainer. I know he ran out of berries, Meryl, but we can find more!
But you are on the esteemed manor of the Cagliari clan in the city-state of Laroa. Where the
Meryl!
Hell is this reach?
Meryl! Blah, blah, blah!
I must get back to my monologue. Get out of my sight. I think we should probably just let them fight it out. In the meantime, welcome to the Two's Company podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jonah. And each week, we change off between two one-on-one RPG games. I run a Pokemon campaign called Henry's Story, where we follow a young trainer as they journey around the Coret region and discover brand new Pokemon and give a lot of berries to a particularly sassy Meryl.
Meanwhile, I run a mystery thriller campaign in which Jonah plays Christopher Earth, an accountant who moonlights as an assassin who takes on the client of his life. If you're interested in our podcast, we're hosted on Anchor, so feel free to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and more platforms.
See you then. Bye.
See ya.
All right, give me 1 second. I got to tell my dogs to shut up.
All right, I have no game plan for what we're about to do, and I've had a month to do so.
Imagine not having a game plan.
It's okay, Mars. I don't know if Argo had a game plan. But I kind of forgot we were doing a gym battle when I withdrew, like, only Route 1 Pokemon.
Yeah. Also, I just remembered, I totally did accidentally say that Zigzagoon evolved into Furret.
Yeah.
Because my brain was fried by the end of that session.
What Wooloo does, it fries.
That poor Wooloo is going to be naked when it comes out next.
I remember I didn't even technically have to do the gym battle. I didn't have a team made with the intent of doing a gym battle, but then we did anyways because it's funny.
I mean, win or lose, you still manage to get enough stamps to qualify for the badge. This is just so you can get all the extra special stuff. Yeah. Quirky.